Will the state of the economy in Michigan determine your vote in November?
Well, after last week, the presidential candidates acted as if it might. I want security. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
So Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton both come to Michigan to deliver speeches on the economy and the state of the American dream.
That dream has long ago vanished.
He is missing so much about what makes Michigan great.
Now, Trump was not all gloom and doom.
And Clinton certainly acknowledged that there are challenges and things that absolutely need to be fixed.
But it is fair to say that Trump's impressions of Michigan are darker and more pessimistic than Clinton's rosier view.
But then the question becomes, does this actually change voters' minds at all?
Yeah, in this election cycle, is the economy even that big a deal? As the campaign seemed to revolve around debates about character, temperament, trust, and competence.
Now, the economy could be a bigger issue in down-ballot races for the state House.
Indeed.
That is, if the candidates succeed in distinguishing themselves from the top of the ticket.
But even if they do, there's a tussle over credit and blame that can be difficult to sort out because we have divided government.
In Washington, Democrats control the White House, Republicans control Congress.
And in Michigan, Republicans run the whole show. But the first question is, well, how do voters feel about the economy here in Michigan?
And we have answers.
We do.
In the most recent Epic MRA poll, 55% of those surveyed said the economy in Michigan is improving.
And Michigan State University economics professor Charlie Ballard, who knows about this stuff, says they're right. Give us the metrics, professor.
Our unemployment rate came from about 14 down to about 5. We have moved up in the rankings of per capita income from 38th among the 50 states to 33rd. All of those things are real, and they're steps in the right direction.
Now, as Professor Ballard points out, 33rd in per capita income ain't something to write home about. So there is plenty of room for improvement. So
overall, it's a pretty good picture, but I'd like to see a whole lot more.
So how will candidates use this information?
Well, it is always an awkward dance when you have divided government like we do at the state and national levels. Democrats will say it's the Obama recovery, little or no thanks to Republicans, and they will try to shackle GOP candidates here in Michigan to the problems that have dogged Governor Snyder through his second term.
And they are trying. Democrats are trying to make Governor Snyder's job performance an issue in state house races.
Although, getting back to the economy, what Governor Snyder and Republicans are saying about how Michigan's doing, well, it sounds a lot more like Hillary Clinton's more optimistic view than Donald Trump's dystopic vision.
And this just illustrates the messaging conundrum that they face. Michigan Republicans want and they need to make the case in these state races that they've managed the economy well.
But they're doing that as the top of the ticket preaches change and disruption. This puts GOP candidates lower on the ticket in Republican-led states like Michigan in a bind.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.